You guys, I have great news. I've officially secured my apartment, like signed my lease, did the whole bit, and a huge part of it was thanks to Apartments.com. Apartments.com is the number one rental search site with the most listings of apartments, condos, townhomes, and houses. And Apartments.com has the cutting-edge search tools to help you find your perfect place with ease. Apartments.com verifies all of their listings, which means they work to keep all information and pricing up to date so you're not wasting your time. I have been looking for my new place in Boston. You guys know I'm moving there soon for my new job. And it was basically impossible to find a place without using Apartments.com, especially because I only got up there to tour the apartments once. And looking online is super difficult, especially because you want to make sure, you know, you're getting the proper look at it. And not just with photos, but also like an accurate feel for what the place is like. Finding the right place can definitely change your life and even the world. Seriously, it's going to make your life like a million times easier. I cannot even express how happy I am and just like stress-free now that I have the perfect place. So visit apartments.com to find your next place to rent. Change your apartment, change the world. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke. We are thrilled to be back with you guys live from a special location.
Santorini.
Greece.
Greece.
Was I supposed to say Greece?
I was supposed to say Santorini, Greece. Guys, this is so cool. Like, I think this is kind of, like, really lit that we're recording from Greece right now.
I feel like we're, like, on
Gals on the go.
Location.
Do you feel like we're gals on the go right now?
We were joking around. We were like, now we have to do it like on a plane and like
I
on
know.
A boat.
And a train and an automobile. No, seriously. Soon. Well, we could have like, you know, done a podcast beforehand and had it like pre-uploaded. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we just really wanted to like make it very real for you guys.
Exactly. And we're back together. So it's a very special day.
I know. And it's so fun recording together. And we'll record together next week too. So you guys, I mean, maybe you guys can't even tell we're not. We haven't been in the same room, but it's really nice to be back with my bestie.
Oh, that was so sweet, Danielle.
So tender.
Oh my gosh, my heart.
Oh my bursting. God. Yeah, so it's 11:37 p.m. on Monday night in Santorini, Greece. We just got back from a very full day, and we're going to basically this episode is going to be kind of a more fun one. We have a list of funny things that have happened on this trip.
We do. We're going to, it's kind of like a recap because we are both vlogging, if you don't know, primarily like we created this podcast kind of as an extension of our YouTube channels, which is mm-hmm. where like most of our content lives. That's like what I like to say. I don't know how you describe it, Danielle, but
no, yeah, definitely.
That's like the best way I say it. And basically, you know, vlogging doesn't show everything. There's like obviously like little moments that happen and, you know, the camera's not out and it's not capturing everything. So we're like,
oh, yeah,
let's just do like a little trip recap. We've had, this has been like probably the best vacation I've ever been on.
Oh, this is like so much fun.
So much fun. Just so well planned. So we are here with
EF Ultimate Break. We've talked about them before in a podcast. We love EF Ultimate Break. I went on a trip with them last summer to Spain and Portugal, and it was absolutely amazing. And then I told Brooke, like, we got to go on a trip with them. Like, it just has to happen.
And I'm thrilled. This is my first time going on an EF trip, and I really didn't really know what to expect. I know that, like, you don't really have to plan anything, so I kind of just showed up, like, with literally baseline of expectation, like, not like the bar was set low, but I was like, I don't really know what to expect. Yeah. And it has exceeded my expectations, like, by far.
The reason we like EF Ultimate Break is because basically what you do is you go on their website, EF Ultimate Break, and you just check out all their different trips. You click on dates that work for you, add to cart, buy, whatever the whole deal is, and you're booked for the trip. They can help you work, you know, figure out your flights. They can figure out the best accommodations for you. You can talk to someone 24 hours. They have the best customer service, and they have so many different options, and it's awesome. So we are on the 10-day Greek Islands tour.
I'm
little
really
text girly.
I'm
so
really
popular.
I'm really popular. It's in our Greece Gals chat that we made with two
we've
amazing
made friends,
pals.
Guys.
I know, it's amazing. We're yeah. doing okay.
And that's the other thing. This is a group travel. So basically, you can come with friends. A lot of people on this trip came alone, and now everyone's friends.
It's so amazing. Like,
group travel is awesome. It's so much fun.
Yeah, majority of the people I would say did come by themselves. I would say like 75% probably.
I was going to say 75% probably did.
And then the rest of them, it's only with one friend. So it wasn't like the type of deal where it's like these huge groups of friends and you feel like awkward. Because I think mm-mm. that's probably a lot of people's fear, that everyone's going to know each other. And it's
yeah.
because I know, for example, like my friends, I'm always on you too, Danielle. I know like we're always on a different vibe than our friends at college, whether our schedule's mm-hmm. different because we are, you know, like true gals on the go with like our lifestyle and like doing the podcast, doing the YouTube. Like mm-hmm. it would be incredibly difficult for me to find dates to travel with my friends and find timelines that work and stuff. That's why I think group travel is so nice, because you can literally just It's you're true. Like, I want to go to this place I've always wanted to go to, whatever, maybe Italy, Greece, South America.
And you don't want to wait on your friends to finally, like, press yes and say...
I think that's what so many people on this trip feel. That's, like, the overall vibe.
Yeah, that's
I'm
what
getting.
That girl was telling us. Our friend Paige, she was like, yeah, none of my friends wanted to go. And I really wanted to come.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
It makes sense. And it's so nice because you're with a ton of people your age, basically. And I know, like, I love my fam so much, but, like, we did a Europe trip together and it was really, really fun. But it's definitely really fun going with a ton of people your age.
Oh, my God. There's something to be said. So I'm pretty sure that EF is 18 to 30. Is that
I think
age?
It's 18 to 29, but it might be 30.
Okay. Everyone on our trip is truly 18 to 29. Like, it really is.
Most of the people, like, I'd say are, like, 20 to, like, 26.
I would agree with that. Yeah, yeah.
So it's been really, really
mostly
fun.
Mostly on the older side, I guess, for this trip specifically.
Yeah, I'm, like, one of the babies.
But you don't feel... I don't think it's, like...
No, I don't feel like a baby. I just... Yeah. I definitely am. And it's really awesome because we have a tour director who... Her name is Mina. She's awesome.
Oh, she's so cute.
And she takes us around to each of the hotels. Mm-hmm. And then you... In each city or island or wherever you go, you have a local tour guide there. So it's really mm-hmm. specific to the culture.
Which is really nice because there is, like, that... quote-unquote educational component, which I feel like people are like, you know, you go to travel and stuff, and to some people that element is really important, like learning and, like, you know, going to the museums and, like, seeing the sights and stuff, which I personally love it. I know it's not everybody's cup of tea, and I feel like they do a really good job of integrating it in while still having so much fun, and I cannot reiterate the fun. Like, wow.
So basically we started in Athens, Greece, which was cool because, like, Athens, Georgia, like Athens, Greece, like whatever.
Yeah.
Then now we're in Santorini, then we're going to Paros tomorrow, which is another island, and then ending in Mykonos. Then Athens for one more day to, like, travel. So
yeah, I feel like Athens is, like, the hub, and we did, well, Athens is, like, more city vibe and the rest are more island vibes. Like, they even said to us in Athens, they were like, you know, wait till you get to the islands. Like, it really
They're
was
so
like that starting
pretty.
Point. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to do a whole recap in this episode for you guys, but that's kind of the rundown on EF Ultimate Break. We both have codes. You can use Brooke100 and Danielle100 to get $100 off
just
your first
pick.
Trip. Just pick, or I don't know, maybe use both. I don't know. You and a friend, definitely use them. So yeah, we're really excited.
We've also met a few other girls that are on EF trips currently.
Yes.
Which is so
that
dope.
Listen
yeah.
to the podcast, which is so crazy.
So
like,
it's totally, like, I know how it sounds. Like, when I first heard about group travel, I was like, probably not my vibe. Like, I don't think that's for me. And I cannot trust you guys. Like, it's super fun, super cool. Like, these people are, like,
such good people.
Seriously, like, just like you. Like,
and
everyone.
We're all from different places. It's
and
so cool.
You get to really, like, meet. Expand your mindset, you know what
yeah.
I mean? I feel like you're like stepping out of your comfort zone, and it's so worth it.
So worth it. So, if you've been listening for the past couple of weeks, you've probably heard me talk about Dole's smoothie blends, but they also have these amazing frozen Dole acai bowls, too. With the weather starting to warm up, there's nothing that cools me down quite like a delicious acai bowl. It's light and refreshing, and if you've ever had one, then you know exactly what I'm talking about. These smoothie bowls are great for a delicious breakfast or anytime as a snack, and they're so convenient. With Dole acai bowls, there's no washing or prep work, no blender to clean. All you have to do is let it thaw or put it in the microwave for 30 seconds, grab a spoon, and enjoy. Instead of going to a smoothie bowl shop every morning, it's so much more convenient to just pull out from the freezer rather than having to go out and wait in line. And Dole acai bowls are a fraction of the price and just as delicious. They come in 3 great flavors, original, protein, and tropical. And the best part is, each one is 230 calories or fewer. So if you're looking for something tasty first thing in the morning or to sneak in a quick snack break, try Dole acai bowls. Find them in your frozen aisle.
We love that.
Love that
we've
for
been
us.
Big fruit gals. We have been.
Big fruit gals, honestly. I haven't had enough fruit while we've been in Greece, though. I can't lie.
It's your
lot of
summer
melon.
Vibe, too. Like, well, you're always a fruit gal, but I feel like, especially in the summer, you're like, fruit.
Yeah, we actually had watermelon last night. We went to, like, a Greek wedding. Brooke kind of thrived.
I think
dinner and a show.
I told Danielle I love, like, I don't know how else to better describe it than, like, live, like, action shows.
Live entertainment.
Like, at Disney, when they do the things where they, like, pick you out of the crowd and stuff, like,
so much
that's,
fun.
I peak. Like,
no, I know, it's so fun.
And this one was, like, the type of thing where, you know, like, it's, like, a reenactment, obviously, it's not a real traditional Greek wedding, but, like, it's super fun, like, people, like, I don't know how else to describe it besides, like, they pick people out of the crowd and they'll be like, hey, like, you in the
come
back.
Dance,
like,
with me.
You stole the wine. Like,
yeah, it's or so you funny. Come dance oh, with me. It's Costa, so funny. Eleni. Yeah, everything so is going to be perfect. I can't lie. There's definitely, Greek language is really hard to understand. I only know a few words.
Yeah, and it's really interesting because we, like, derived our alphabet from them, but I simply don't understand how, like, triangles and, like,
no, we've learned so much. Like, yeah. I forgot that democracy started in Athens, Greece. That's
yeah,
really, really cool.
We literally, they pointed it. We're on the Acropolis, and yeah. Then they pointed out, like, this literal patch of grass, and they were like, that's where it started.
And I didn't realize alphabet came from alpha and beta.
Yeah,
it's like crazy. That's so cool. It's so I'm so basic. Like, every time we saw, like, a Greek letter, I knew it's, like, literally because of recruitment. Like, yeah, I was like, oh, yeah, like, yeah.
Like
delta.
But we literally, like, made up those, like, combinations of letters versus, like, and it's like they're out. It's so crazy.
It's so so crazy. But yeah, should we get into our highlights and lowlights?
Yeah, let's hit it.
Highlights and lowlights.
So we'll kick it off with the lowlights, get them out of the way.
Always.
I have a pretty specific lowlight. This was pre-EF trip. So this was actually the day that I was leaving. So there was, like, slight miscommunication, I guess, with my future apartment building. I'm moving in June 20th, I believe. My mom and I are going to go up there, by the way. And, like, all is well. Like, it's still happening. Like, it's still definitely a thing. Living there, of course, and I love the building so much, and the people in the leasing office are so nice.
So cute.
And it's just a really random circumstance because basically the unit that I'm living in, there's only one of that floor plan in the entire building, which isn't that kind of interesting? Like, it's a huge,
crazy,
like, 700 people building, but there's only the one floor plan that I'm in. And we never got to actually see photos of it. I didn't get to tour that actual unit because someone was occupying it until, like, you know, June 13th or whenever they're done. And I never even got photos of the specific unit, which, I mean, you could be like, Brooke, you're an idiot, but, you know, maybe I am. But we saw other units in the building. They're like, it's going to be this exact same, except that it will have, you know, 50 square feet more in this area, and, like, whatever. And basically, conclusion comes, and this all happens literally the day before we're leaving for the trip. So, like, it was just, like, a lot happening in one time, but it all ended up working out okay. That I finally got the photos, and I was supposed to have, this is, like, such a minor inconvenience. I know people are going to be like, okay, like,
people that have a YouTube will understand. And a lot of you guys have YouTube
people
channels.
That, like, thrive off of natural light will understand.
Yeah,
I'm such a big, Danielle and I are such big lighting people.
Love some natural lighting.
We hate fluorescent overhead lighting.
So gross.
Like, I would much rather sit in a dark room than, like, in a room with poor, like, light. I don't know how else to describe it, but, like, huge on the lighting and, like, very, you know, specific on the lighting, basically. So I learned that, well, all of the other units in the building have floor-to-ceiling windows, and mine simply does not. And they're, like, overhead windows, and they're just, like, a lot smaller than I thought. And I basically had a crisis, and I was, like, crying, and, like, my mom had to deal with me and stuff. And I know that's not that big of a deal, but
when you pay for something, you think that...
Yeah, and it's not...
just a miscommunication.
Yeah, it was a huge miscommunication. I'm also in a 15-month lease, so that's not...
I was saying, though, you can, like, put a couch under that window or just make it cute, like...
I know people
and
are going to be like,
big.
Need to chill, but...
if that's your low light, then you've got a great life. So there you go.
Agree,
we always have trouble, like, finding out low lights.
Exactly, and life isn't going to be perfect. I think it was one of those moments when I was like, I am so bad about, like, setting up these perfect situations in my head. I'm like, I'm going to be in the perfect apartment. It's like, okay, it's not what I pictured. Like, chill out, Brooke. You have so much to be grateful for, and I totally recognize that. But in the moment, I was just, like, really disappointed. I was, like, pissed because that's obviously a draw of what drew me to the building, too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true.
It was a big, big perk, but it's all good. I mean, I can't really complain, and the building's, like, so awesome besides that. So.
I can't wait to visit.
I know. I'm so excited to have you as a visitor, so that was just me being annoying and privileged for 2 minutes, but it's fine.
I was trying to think of, like, a good low light that could, like, relate to this trip, but so much, like, I don't have a low
light
from
this
trip.
I know, that's why I don't have anything from the trip, yeah.
But I guess my one low light is traveling is taking a toll on my skin. A lot of you guys were commenting on my videos the last few weeks before I came here, and were like, wow, your skin looks so good, like, what did you do to get your skin clear? And I was like, wow, like, gas me up, like, thanks. Honestly, I was really happy with my skin, and then boom, airplane air, and just life happened, and now I've got just random constellations of pimples over my face, and that's fine. But yeah, I guess that's the one thing. So I kind of just wanted to be like no makeup, you know, mm-hmm. and now I'm like kind of like putting on makeup all the time, but I don't really care. Though. That's just, that would be my low light. But no, if that, again, so if that's my low light, then life is okay.
Exactly.
I feel very little bad for myself.
So you know what I mean? Even if it's like a little problem, I think it's still important to show that like our lives aren't perfect and we do go through things. And like, yeah, you know, some weeks it's a lot harder than others and some weeks it's going to be more serious. And in this case, you know, both of us are doing pretty dandy. So.
Doing well, dog.
But I will piggyback on that. My skin's not great either. I think it's just, we're not, we've been not sleeping that much and not taking our self-care routines into check because we're having fun.
Yes. And I have a question for you guys that maybe we can talk about in the Gals and the Girl Go Facebook page if you guys are in it. Someone commented, because I like posted a video like packing and prepping for Greece, and someone said, like, because I was talking about in the video, like, oh, I'm gonna bring these face masks, like sheet masks, to do on the plane, and someone said, no, it's not good because it's recycled air, like by having a mask on it attracts the like germs and stuff even more to your face. And so that kind of creeped me out, so I didn't end up doing a sheet mask on the plane. Mm-hmm. But I did do like a night mask, like when we were going to bed, like I put on like this like clear mask. So if any of you guys have opinions on that, let me know, because I'm wondering if like that did something to my skin. But my skin was bad before that. Anyways,
yeah. No, mine has been just trash before this trip too, and it's just because I'm like, I don't know, like touching it and stuff. I think it's because I'm constantly touching my face. I need to chill with that.
It's always
That's
hard.
That's a big thing, yeah. But we've been doing a lot of ferry boat rides, so maybe on the ferry boat you can do it as well. Actually, everybody on our trip, I judge. That would be like intense if you were like, they look back at you because the ferries are very open. So
yeah, mask very.
Like, there'd be a little alarmed.
It would be kind of like scary, probably.
Yeah, people would probably be like, okay, Danielle.
Yeah, people would be like, pretty confused.
Yeah.
That would probably be a lot. As for highlights, honestly, I mean, I feel like we should just talk about our highlights in this episode.
Yeah, I guess we could just go into the specifics of the trip.
Yes, we have a list of all the... You better be happy with me. As funny things happened on this trip, I quite literally got out of bed in the middle of night.
She did, but you also did. You were getting a little creeped out that night.
Okay, okay. Yeah, don't spoil it. Okay. But at one point, I literally got out of bed because my phone was in a charger, like, away from the bed to like write down something on the list because I wanted to tell you guys about it.
Oh yeah.
So we have lots of funny things. Us traveling together is really funny. We're just gonna kind of talk about the trip and hopefully you guys enjoy this episode. Let us know what you guys think. But yeah, that would be our highlights start now.
But before that, I want to talk to you guys about something that I have been obsessed with as of recent, which is my new Buffy comforter. Okay, this is so funny. You guys are going to laugh at this. Danielle and I, when we sleep together, we've noticed when we sleep together in these hotels, I'm not going to lie, the ventilation system is definitely, because we're in like,
we're in Europe. Yeah, they use more natural air, you know?
Exactly. But Danielle and I have very different sleep patterns, okay? So I'm more into the like easy breezy, and Danielle's more like thick blanket vibe,
yeah,
I feel.
Thick with two C's.
Yes. But the Buffy comforter actually regulates temperature so you don't have night sweats.
We needed to bring that on this trip. So
literally, you get comfy without overeating because it's 100% plant-based design. So it's like super breathable, which I think is key because you want to be warm, but it still needs to be like a little easy breezy beautiful.
Yeah, no, it's like kind of perfect medium of everything. Mm-hmm.
And it's actually made of eucalyptus fabric. So it's softer than cotton. And it's, like, earth-friendly, hypoallergenic, cruelty-free. It's basically, like...
heaven.
It has everything all in one. And the Buffy Breeze Comforter is a comforter that's made in 100% from eucalyptus fiber to regulate the temperature, keep you cool and comfortable all night long. And the Breeze is bringing 100% plant-based bedding that is better for you and the earth, so... I think that we can all get behind that. Who doesn't want to save the planet? And you guys can try a comforter in your own bed for free. If you don't love it, you can return it at no cost. So for $20 off your Buffy comforter, visit buffy.co, that's C-O, and enter GALS. So once again, I just cried my arm.
That's very weird.
What is happening to me? So for $20 off your Buffy comforter, once again, visit buffy.co and enter code GALS, G-A-L-S. And I can't tell you. I mean, sleeping with the Buffy versus sleeping here is clear difference.
It's so funny. One of us will always wake up in the middle of the night either sweating or freezing cold.
It's one or the opposite. So
one of us is not happy.
Get yourself a Buffy. Don't struggle with this anymore.
Yeah, no, for sure. All right. I just pulled up my list on my phone. I always have all these notes on my phone. I'm kind of crazy like that.
I don't have these notes, so...
Oh, maybe I'll just read them and then...
Stop, and then we'll, like, discuss.
And then we'll discuss. Okay. I mean, I guess we could go, like, day by day, but I feel like no one really wants to hear that. No, they can watch our vlogs for that.
It's like, day one, we woke up, we got coffee.
Like, I know, which is like... quite true. The Greek coffee is really good. We've been loving the coffee here.
Yeah, and the European coffee is stronger. I mean, at least I feel. I'm getting, like, a jolt of energy every time I drink it.
So. Yeah, Brooke has had these weird sporadics of, like, energy, and I'm like, can I have some, please?
Danielle has been proud of me because in social settings, I, like... And this is a difference between us. I will say, like, I feel like my energy level is very consistent.
Yes.
Overall, over the day.
Yeah, that's a good observation.
And then Danielle's is very inconsistent.
I'm either all in or kind of all out.
Like, Danielle's either in, like, the goofiest mood, like, center of attention, like ended up with everyone, like, in the middle of the crowd, like, hey.
Like hey, like, let's dance.
Shut up. You know what I mean? Like, maybe, yeah. Like, conversing with legit everyone or being, like... Like, I don't know, just today at dinner, I felt you on that vibe. Like, you were hangry and, like, just sitting there.
I was hangry and tired and
so like, not having things. It. Like,
but then, like, the next hour, I'd be like, oh my god, guys, let's walk around and, like, do this and do that. It just, I'm either, I don't know.
No, it was a fluctuation. But when you're on your, like, goofy grind, I'm
it's the introverted extrovertedness.
True.
I know, Brooke today was like, Danielle, come on, I need something more from you. So I was like, okay.
And then she, like, busted out because I was, like, on the bus and I was, like, just cracking up at random stuff. At one
You've
point,
been
I was
so goofy on this trip. I it's so been. Cute. I've never Thank seen you. You so just, like, carefree.
Ugh, just having a really nice time.
I love it. Well.
Being goofy.
So, the first thing I have written down is something that started before we even landed in Greece. The Hydro Flask mishap.
Oh. Tea. This is honestly tea.
I don't know. I'm sure we've mentioned this in the podcast before, but...
We've talked... I don't know if we have.
We'll just give everyone a little summary on what happened to you about a year ago with your Hydro Flask.
Yeah, over a year ago now. Yeah. It was, like, early 2018.
Yeah.
So we were on a plane. I don't know where we're going. Danielle and I were on a plane.
Don't
Danielle's
matter.
Sitting behind me because I don't like people. This is more tea. I don't like people sitting next to me on planes because I don't like to chat during the plane ride. I want to just plug in and like get to our destination and be done. However, I realized why I like sitting next to friends on international flights because they're longer.
It's longer. I was going to say you like 2 hours. Okay, that's fine.
Like
ten hours.
2 to 5 hours. I'm like, I can watch a movie. I could read my book. I could listen to music. Leave me alone. So Danielle and I were sitting apart naturally.
And it's like always been this joke, like, oh, there's Brooks. There is. She is back there. Yeah. Not sitting next to me.
And like one time you and Morgan like fooled me and like had me sit next to you guys. You
yeah,
that?
We like switched our seats so we all sat next to each other. That was so funny. Oh my god.
It was
god.
So funny. And you didn't tell me until we were like walking.
Like, oh my god, we're all together. This is crazy.
I was like, got me good. But you gave me the window. That was a good situation.
Yeah, because we were like, oh, she can't be that mad.
I do love the window. Anyways, so basically I was on this plane and I had my computer out and I was editing a video or whatever. And then I opened my Hydro Flask water bottle, which if you don't know, it's like this insulated water bottle.
With a straw lid.
With a straw lid. We do have the straw lid on ours. I personally believe it's the best water bottle I like around. I love it. So that's why I travel with it. Like we do the whole bit. And I'm on the plane. I had it filled up. I filled it up in the airport. I felt like an environmental queen. Like, I filled it up. And then I, you know, open it. And then all of a sudden, I had never seen anything like this. It explodes from the top. So much liquid. Like, I'm not going to say, like, half the container. But, like,
the air pressure.
That's what we came to the conclusion of.
Yeah.
Because I emailed Hydro Flask. I was like, did I ever tell you that?
You emailed Hydro Flask?
Yeah,
because
I freaked
like,
out. I freaked out. And then they were like, oh, my gosh, you need to send in your product. Like, we need to do testing on it. Like, some... Oh, we're getting a little breeze from this AC.
The AC right just turned so on. Nice. Sorry, there might be a little white noise, but I really don't want to turn it off. We've
oh
been
my
needing
gosh, we're
this.
Sweating.
We're sweating. But anyways,
okay,
so
sorry,
the water
I'm
splash.
This whole thing out.
Yeah, you're dry.
I'm sorry. I really just... I have to get the details.
I know, specific.
Anyways, the hydro...
Like, good God.
I've never seen anything. It was like a faucet just exploding and went all over my computer naturally. And then I slowly saw my computer die. Like, you know when it like... Yeah. So then Danielle just sees me with my...
Is Brooke okay? You kept like moving things. Your computer, it's like up in the air.
I put my computer upside down in the aisle, shaking it because I thought that I would like shake out. You know what I mean? Like I was like, I'm getting it dry.
I forgot about that. I remember thinking like, is there a bee on this flight?
I was like shaking it like violently. And like googling it, then I'm on my phone. I bought Wi-Fi really quick. I was like, oh my god, I'm on my phone. I'm like, how do I, you know, air out my phone? Like I was freaking out, and that was my. Bad, my big L there.
And so, not even to mention, once we landed in LA, we went to the Grove. It was on the way to, because we went to the Grove, and you ended up having to buy a new computer.
Yeah, that was not a fun day. I was really pissed. Yeah.
I remember.
Oh my god.
You were in the...
Stop. Oh, I missed the duck in the bottle.
You were in the Apple store, like, literally so miserable, trying to figure it all out, and all of a sudden I hear, like, Demi Lovato is here. I run out, I ditch Brooke. Demi Lovato does that one song in the middle of the Grove with DJ Khaled, so I'm out there jamming on my own, and Brooke's in the inside, like, help me.
I was literally crying, like, I don't know, whenever something, like, slightly dramatic happens to me, well, that was, like, a big deal, I guess, because I was, like, pissed, and they were, like, well, I was like, please save me, like, to the Mac people, and they were, like, dude, it's fried. And I was like,
and I'm cries. Like, baby, I'm sorry.
And then I remember I walked outside and you were like, you missed it.
Demi Lovato just left.
And I was like, I literally thought that was like a recording. Like, I didn't think it was. Anyways, that was something else. So
that was her.
You didn't even see the water explode.
So yeah, so I didn't believe her. I didn't understand how so much water could just rip. Like, I was like, you're being dramatic.
You thought, like, that I like opened it and like dumped it on my
I was like, a little water on your keyboard. I've done that before, you know? So then, I got a little karma, so then we're on the plane on the way here to Crete, and we're just sitting there, like,
Enjoying life.
The lights are off, we've got our eye masks, about to head to bed. Plugged in separately. And I'm like, I need some water. I had my hydro flask, yeah. I had filled it up at the airport, like, environmental queen, because I do try to use reusable water bottles when I can, okay? So, I grab it, I pull the straw lid just a little bit.
It was same,
a literal same deal, same water deal. Fountain, but it, like, went so high that people in the back of the plane probably saw it. And what it did it do?
Up, it splashed
all over Brooke.
All over me. Like, covered my left arm.
And then I was literally crying. I was like, oh my god, Brooke. And then she was like, I told you so. And I was like, I believe you now. Like,
it was just, like, one of those moments where, I mean, thankfully it didn't ruin anything. You got lucky there.
Yeah, I just, yeah. So no, that was did. Really,
that
really,
was
really
big,
lucky.
You got to be lucky with that situation.
But hopefully you guys found out, because I just got a really good belly laugh. But I don't know. So then, here's another moment of just Brooke having bad things happen and me not. But it's so funny. The first hotel we went to was obviously in Athens. And, basically, I think we should tell them a story about the passport missing and me. Yeah, anyway, so we're, Brooke and I both kind of hid our passports up in the hotel when we first got here. And I was like, it was like we were packing, and I said, okay, like, make sure you know where your passport is for the morning. Like, I just found mine, like, whatever.
We've been pretty yin and yang about the balance of, like, hey, make sure you get this, make sure you get that. Like,
yeah,
we
look out for each other.
We do. We look out for each other. Today, we were, like, walking in the town. I was like, do you know, make sure your bags cross body. Like,
I know. I was like, thanks, Mom. And I was like, I'm always like, watch your step, you know?
Yeah.
Or, like, I'll get us some waters, you know?
Yeah, it's always like, we do things in twos.
That's how we do. And, where am I going with this? Oh, so it was, like, nighttime, so I had some stress relief music playing on Spotify. So, like, imagine, set the scene. It's the hotel room. Our clothes are everywhere. We're packing up. I've got, like, spa music going. And then Brooke's like, dude, no, I can't find my passport. Like, she literally could find her passport.
I was like a robot. You just made me sound like one.
Like, can you just tell the story better?
Okay, so then, then I realized that I'm such an idiot. I remember vaguely, like, putting it in this pouch in the morning, but, like, I don't know.
You just didn't want to check that one pouch.
So stupid. And then I was like, no, like, it must have fallen out of my bag. So then I go through my entire carry-on bag, and then I was like, okay, it's not in here. It must be my suitcase.
Yeah, like, don't freak out.
Yeah, I was like, and then you were like, oh, we're like, you'll find it. And then I emptied out all my bags. The stuff is everywhere, you guys. The stuff is, like, and it's so annoying, because right before this, I was talking about how organized I was. I was like, I have my outfits for the next 3 days picked out, or something, like, elaborate.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm so tidy in order. Like,
yeah, she was like, look at me, Danielle, like, compared to you. And I was like, yeah.
Because I've been, like...
Because you've been a very prepared queen. We could talk about that
after this.
Yeah.
Prepared tips from me, you know, a prepared queen. So everything's, like, a mess. Then at this point, I'm, like, throwing stuff literally behind my shoulder. Like, it's, like, in a movie. I'm, like, I cannot find my passport.
I've never seen so much panic in your face.
Because that's serious.
No,
like, that's, like...
Our hotel is right next to the embassy, though. So I had that in the back of my head, like, oh, we're chill. The American embassy.
Yeah. And no one... And you had your passport, obviously, so it wasn't a thought that someone, like, came and, like, stole the
passports. Yeah, that was...
What?
So, no, yeah.
I never really think that way, because I'm like, what is the value of this passport?
But
this
I don't know, but everyone always talks about it, so I'm like, okay.
Because they steal your identity.
Identity Thief, good movie. Anyways, this is getting dragged out as well.
I know.
Well.
We're
this
just
is
chatting.
My, yeah,
we're
I know.
So then, anyways, I'm a mess.
She's stressing out. And I tried to help a little bit. And I was
at
like,
this
eh.
point, at this point, I'm like, I literally can't find out at all. And Danielle starts spraying her face with literally, what is it called? Arrive Revive.
Yeah, it's like my jet lag essential oil spray. And I didn't even realize. I just like, she was just doing
her
thing.
She had her eyes shut at this point. She goes, I'm like, it's going to be okay. And then
and I'm like, like spraying myself, like honestly relaxing and just getting ready for bed. And she's like, you're over there, you're spraying yourself with essential oils, playing stress relief music, and I'm over here trying to find my passport. And I just started bawling, dying, like laughing.
I know,
like,
and then I did find it. And then you were like, well, that's good because I actually did start to get worse.
I actually started to get a little worried.
And you're like, I just have to be the strong one.
It's just so funny. I was over there, like, actually trying to like calm down because I was nervous for you. So yeah, that was just really, really, really funny. Speaking of real, really, really fun stuff,
that was really good.
I want to talk to you guys a little bit about The Real Real. The Real Real, you guys know, I have bought things from them on my own. I just really like The Real Real. Own iconic luxury items at unreal values with The Real Real, the leading reseller of authenticated luxury from top designers such as Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Rolex, Cartier, and hundreds more at up to 90% off retail. The new arrivals come in daily, and every single item is authenticated by The Real Real's team of experts, which I love. In fact, The Real Real employs over 100 brand authenticators, gemologists, horologists, and art curators from around the globe who inspect thousands of items each day to ensure that every item is 100% authentic. You can shop and consign women's and men's luxury fashion, as well as fine jewelry, watches, art, and home. You can shop online or visit one of their original stores in Soho or West Hollywood, or their newest location at 870 Madison Avenue in New York. I've been to both the Soho location and the West Hollywood location, and they're both absolutely amazing. And in-store, new customers receive an automatic $25 off at checkout. You guys know I use The Real Real. I got Golden Goose sneakers from there. I got a Louis Vuitton duffel that I've wanted for legit years. They have so many different things, and I just think it's a great way. So you can shop in store, online, or download the app and get 20% off select items with the promo code REAL. That's therealreal.com, promo code REAL for 20% off select items. So that's really, really fun.
It's real, real fun.
Oh yeah, baby. So Brooke kind of mentioned this earlier, but I did get a little spooked in our hotel room again. And if you guys, I think it was in an episode probably like January, February. I got a little spooked in our hotel room. I've got spooked a couple times.
Yeah, well, the one time Music Midtown, I specifically remember because we were on Riot. And
yeah,
I saw
someone. I was like, he's in our room right now.
I don't know, because I was like, he's here.
You were like, he's here. It was like a celebrity from like a show we watched. I think Dynasty.
Dynasty.
Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, like he's in this room right now. I'm so scared. And I just had to turn on lights to make sure that he wasn't in our room. And so then in LA, it happened again. I thought, it's like this common theme. I like see something in the corner, like where the entrance of the door is of a hotel. And I think there's a man standing there. And so I literally, I'm like, Brooke, I have to turn the lights on to make sure that they're not there.
Meanwhile, can I just fast forward? Meanwhile, this is so funny because I literally broke our key last night and we slept with the door unlocked, which is just absolutely terrifying. That was my own doing. I was like, not okay. Like, broken key.
Oh, that's like okay. I didn't even have that on the list. That's definitely a big story.
I don't know how this is possible, you guys, but we should have taken a picture of it. I literally snapped the key in half, like the front part, and then there was like the bottom part.
Well, because we got here and I'm like, oh no, this hotel uses real keys. Like, Morgan Yates, if you're listening,
Danielle,
she knows.
Danielle struggles, but I think we both struggle. Like,
well,
I don't
it
know.
Shows. Well, because both. Well, your house this year had a key. I've never had to use. I mean, my house has a key, but my apartment literally uses buzzers, and I could never.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't do keys. Righty tighty, lefty loosey. Is that a thing? I don't know. So I said, Brooke,
I
have to pee.
To the right.
Well, I was like, Brooke, I have to pee. Like, please deal with the key, because basically we got in the room, but it was like, I don't even know how to explain it. We couldn't get the door. We couldn't get the door to shut. Because the lock was still out, so, like, it would just, like, bang every time. So then I was like, Brooke, can you just get the key out? Like, I just really have to pee. And she was like, yeah. I'm in there for, like, 5 seconds. Danielle? And I was like, what? And she goes, I just broke the key. I'm like, LOL. Like, no. She comes in the bathroom, like, no, it's in half right now.
Like, I have only the top piece. Like, I was like, the other piece is in the door.
And so we managed to get it out.
And I'm not even that strong, you guys. Like, this was, like, it just, like, I don't even know what happened.
But
then we asked the people downstairs, and they're like, oh, this happened 2 days ago. So, like,
the people downstairs.
My pals.
we've become really good friends with the people that work at this hotel because we've had to go down, like, 5 times to get help.
Yeah. They asked us if we needed, Daniel and I went down separately for our luggage, and they're like, do you need help? And then...
Because there's just stairs, there's no elevators here.
And then we became great friends with them last night.
But not to mention, so we bring down the key, and they're like, yeah, we'll get you another key tomorrow. And we're like, okay, so our door won't shut.
So we're
Brooke and I are those type of people that if we don't have to confront, we're not going to, so we'll just deal with what we have.
So we both were like in one of those moods last night where we like need to just like go to bed. Like,
we just wanted to get in bed.
At this point it was like 3 a.m. We were like, oh my god,
we just got back from the clubs that we will talk about later. But so the door wouldn't shut completely, so we just kind of it was the lock. You know, like, yeah, when you try to shut the door, the lock is still out?
Yes, exactly. That's what it is. So, it like, the door was essentially propped open, and we would, if we left, like, at one point we were both in the bathroom, and then we'd come back, the door is, like, wide open, so it was, like, swinging, you know what I'm saying?
There's, like, wind. So, like, we couldn't just crack it, and then we tried to use a chair, and the chair would, like, not hold it at all. So then our friend suggested we use the fridge.
Mini fridge right next to the door.
So we used the fridge to hold it, so we didn't even sleep with a locked door last night in the middle of Greece.
I'm not gonna lie, it's a little scary, but they said that they...
I feel very safe here. Like, EF puts us in good hotels.
Oh my gosh, they're such nice hotels.
They're so nice, and the people here are so nice. It was just literally, we didn't want to confront them.
We told like our friends at the front desk, and they were like, no, we have like an amazing security system, like, don't even worry about it. And then today they offered to move us to a new room, and we were just
lazy.
we were prepared
to sleep with the fridge and the door again. They fixed the door for us.
They did. Our parents are gonna listen to this and be like really concerned for our safety. Yeah, they're like, oh, like, you guys know that we are smart.
We got the door fixed. So yeah, that was really funny. But
the spooks though happened in the first hotel because
I thought I saw a man in a white shirt.
Danielle has, this is another consistent pattern with you. You have like no energy, and then we're like about to go to bed at like 1 a.m., 2 a.m.
when exhausted.
We have to be up the next morning at 4:30. Danielle likes to chat. She's like, "Why are you so tired?" I'm like, I don't know. Maybe because it's past bedtime. We could be up in 3 hours.
It's like, you know when you're you're so hungry, and then you literally finally get to eat, and then you're just not hungry anymore. You're like sick of feeling. Well, that's a me problem also. But
yeah.
Well, that's how I felt when I was tired.
Danielle's very timely with her eating, too.
I'm very timely. And so I was so tired.
Today,
and by the
you
time
were not
we
good for breakfast, finally, actually.
Yeah.
So, I'm sorry. It's going on today.
So then I don't even know what I was saying. Oh, I was so tired that finally when we got to get into bed, I was like, let's chat.
Yeah.
Like, I'm bored now. And so Brooke was literally, like, talking to me. And we were laughing. We were having fun. And then she was like, no, dude, I gotta go. Like, I'm so tired. Delaney did this to me one time, too. I was like, please don't leave me. And, like, your eyes are, like, shutting. I'm like, no. Like, I miss you. And then I got nervous because I thought I saw, like, a man, like, in the corner. Like, it was the fridge. I saw a white shirt. And so I was like, Brooke, you're going to kill me. And she's like, what? I'm like, I have to turn the lights on really quick just to make sure that man wasn't there. And then we just, yeah. And then that's just been a consistent word.
And then she made me turn on the lights. And then that's when she was like, I'm just going to write down everything in my phone. And you, like, did a bunch of stuff, too. Didn't you, like, clean the room and stuff? You, like, really? Like,
oh, yeah. I took Advil. And... I plugged in my computer.
Oh, yeah. You were, like, on a... You get these random spots of energy. It's so bizarre.
I know. I wish it was more consistent. Yeah. Like, what's my problem? Like, why are you so consistent?
Everyone's coming back from the hotel. So if you guys hear a little chatter, it's our friends in the room next door. And they're really cool. Oh, my God. They popped their head over the balcony yesterday. Can we tell that story? That was so funny.
Yeah, no, let's not tell that, because they're about to hear this.
Oh, true. Like, sorry.
One fact. So, also, low-key, we haven't really told everyone about our occupation. Everyone, like, the first 8 guys were going around the room, like, oh, I'm a school teacher, I'm this, and Brooke and I are like, well, Brooke actually has a real job, and I was just like, I'm a student, because, like,
that's
we just don't need to go down that road.
Yeah.
And, like, I think they see us vlogging, but they just think we're, like, taking meds.
I think they think we're taking a lot of videos.
like, these girls are gonna make, like, a home film, like,
we're gonna play it on the player, and we're gonna do a
play it on the player, the VHS player.
Danielle and I keep getting our backstories on how we met that mixed up too.
Yeah, we're like we're family friends. Well, went to school together. But
well, you're going for the we went to school together, but then I'm like, we've known each other from, and you're like,
well, why don't we just say we're just family? Why don't we just say we're sorority sisters? Be basic.
We can, but then we've only known each other for 2 years.
But
that
then
doesn't
guys,
add up,
guys. We got caught. Our neighbors next door. I was out on the balcony FaceTiming my boyfriend, and all of a sudden I see this dude's head pop out and
go, literally right here.
Hey, you didn't tell me. And I go, what? And he goes, you're famous. And I was like, what? And he was like, yeah, like my friend sent you my video or your video or whatever and said you're here on this trip. And I was like, oh my God, so cool. And like, he was really nice and it was really cool. But no, I was like, don't tell anyone.
I was like, why you said that?
I was just like, I like being normal. It's like a Hannah Montana life. No one here knows us.
No, everyone's like super chill. And then like, we went out last night and then everyone was like, I think that we've just been not like serious, but we've been like efficient with our time and everything. And we're like, we want to like, you know, eat food, see the sunset. We've just been like very like efficient about our time. And then last night we loosened up a little bit.
We were like, guys, don't worry, like we have fun. I guess we could talk about the clubs a little bit. We got to go clubbing. Bars. Okay, yeah, they had clubs, DJs, but it was club music in bar scenarios,
and it was like perfect mix of American throwbacks and like modern club music.
We were kind of peaking.
I think that might have been a peak. Yeah.
It was really, really fun. We went with our whole group, so it was so fun. It's so fun, because, like, the tour director came with us.
And, like they take you to the places. Like, it's not like, where should I go? It's like, they literally are like, we're going to this place. Like, I mean, obviously, you can do whatever you want, essentially. Yeah. But, like, it's so fun, because you're with your whole group, and, like, I don't know, everyone's just becoming, like, such close friends. It's so cute. It's like, so I want to hang out with the group. You know what I mean?
No,
it's not,
I
like,
know.
The type of thing where I'm like, oh, gotta hang out with the group. It's like, you want, like...
Like, I can't wait.
We're all friends. Like, yeah.
It's so fun. And, like, tomorrow we're going to Paros and we're doing, like, a barbecue cruise. And, like, that's with everybody. And we're just going to, like, hang out all day, jump in the pool, in the ocean.
When we go to Mykonos, we're doing some sort of cruise as well.
Also doing a boat thing. I know, and, like, I gotta figure out my day parties, suits, like, or... beach clubs. It's going to be so much fun. And I feel, and there's a lot of great guys on this trip that I feel really safe around. And they're, like, big brothers to me. So it's, like, really
big
fun.
Brothers.
I guess I shouldn't go that far as to say that. But I just feel, like, good when I'm around them. I'm like,
I know who you're talking about.
Do you know who I'm talking about? Oh, no, not that at all.
I can't stop laughing.
Also, I just have to say, some of you have caught... Some of you have caught on in the Gals and the Go Facebook
group.
But Brooke's definitely having some fun on this trip.
I'm having fun. I think this might be a peak, you guys. Yeah.
Everyone's great here.
The locals. I'm honestly shocked. In Italy, it was the same way, though. I will say they really like Americans here. Like, yeah. They really do. I mean, not just Americans. I think it's all tourists in general. Because I know some countries, it's kind of like, they're very into their culture. I won't drop names, but, you know.
Yeah, well, won't drop countries. Okay, oh, shoot. Let's not start drama with the United Nations or anything.
They're coming for you at the UN.
Need to keep our allies here. Guys, I have never made Brooke laugh more on this trip. I'm like saying things and Brooke is laughing.
That's like two words of like peeing my pants.
I know. It's so much fun. I love making people laugh.
It's something in the water.
I know. I was doing something today, like, and like Brooke just kept laughing at everything I did.
Yeah, and you're being goofy.
And she was like filming me and I felt really cool.
What point was this at?
When I was doing the walk.
Danielle was so funny. Okay, can't say it. It was a true inside joke. Because the scary thing, you guys, is that this is dropping on Wednesday and our trip is continuing.
I know, I'm just terrified someone's going to send this podcast episode to someone on our trip and be like, listen to this.
I think it might.
So if you guys know someone on the trip with us, can you just not send this to them until
because
like
after?
Because
we're going to keep it private because...
We have to see them still.
The trip ends on Sunday, so we need to keep this private.
Because we're really enjoying our time and we like everybody, so...
Oh my God, everyone's so cool. So I don't want to... I'm not going to like... crap on people when I want to be their friend. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Oh, we're not crapping on
anybody. No. You know what I mean, though. I don't want someone to, like, send this to someone and be like, oh, my God.
Oh, guys, also, a cultural thing here that I forgot. Like, you, like, throw the toilet paper in the trash can.
It's a different vibe. It's a different
vibe. I just heard crap, and I thought of that. I'm trying to think of things. Oh, and they say water closet. Brooke today at dinner goes... Did you say, where's the water closet? But, like, so seriously. And, like, obviously, they took it seriously, but we're all just, like, dying.
I'm trying to think of other things that we've
or like we got in the taxi and Brooke goes, do you also drive for Uber? And he goes, yeah, the Olympics. No, he went on some tangent.
He didn't know what I was saying. It's so funny, they're like such negotiators, the taxi drivers. Have you noticed that? Like that one guy was like 15 euro and then we like get the
I said 50.
No, the first one. He was like 15 euro or something, and then I like took out the 20. He's like, but you tip 5. And then, like, do you remember that?
Oh yeah. At the end of the ride, you gave him a 20, like expecting him to give you change, and then you'll be nice and do whatever. Yeah. And he goes, oh, you tip 5. Oh, sad.
And he like touched my arm too. He's like, you tip 5, and like patted me on the back. He was like, have a nice day.
He was really nice and like was telling us things to do, but like savage.
Like I said, the Greek people are so welcoming, so nice. Even like when you bought your necklaces today, that woman was so
yes, she like helped me find the perfect chains for like all the layers. Also, guys, I mean, I don't even need you guys to like respond in the group, you know, Facebook or anything, because I know I'm right. I found out today that Brooke says the word crevices as well. What when you say get the crevices in your nose, how would you say that, Brooke?
I'm gonna say crevice, but I have also heard it been called crevasse.
I quite literally have never heard someone say that before in my life. She was like, yeah, the crevasses. And I was like, excuse me.
Well, I said, do you guys call it a crevasse? Because they were like, oh my God, there's so many crevices in the road. And I was like, haha, crevasse. Like, it's a joke. And they were like, you guys are like happy on me. It's so funny.
You're like, crevices or crevasses? I serious question. We're all like, definitely crevices. Like, there's just no doubt about it.
I just wanted to be known, though. We also have to talk about the way that Danielle and I have been traveling together, this trip, I know that we've talked about it, but we've been a real unit. Like, we've been like,
we travel really like, well
today. the gum.
And Brooke freaking offered my last piece of gum to someone.
Like, well, because I got gum, and then like this guy like literally popped his head between our seats, and he's like, "Hey, you guys got gum?" Like it was like a drug deal or something.
Brooke, you did that a couple times today. Someone goes, "Does someone know how to braid hair?" Brooke goes, "She does."
Brooke is the worst. So like this girl comes in, she's so cute. I love her. She was like, "Does anyone know how to French braid?" And I was like, "Ariana does."
And it was not a big deal, but it's just Brooke's an offer.
I'm such an offer, but not of my own services of other people's. I need to show that. You're
I'm
right.
Gonna do that tomorrow and be like, "Oh, what's something you have that like other people don't?"
Like portable charger. That's a big one.
Oh, you would be like really mad about that one. Because
when it drains, it's like, that's a big one.
Yeah.
Or like something else. I don't know.
The
or
gum
when
people was
are
funny.
Like,
I was
when
like,
people are like, can you pay because you have cash? Like, and you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to pay for like the largest group of people, obviously. But, But like when people are like,
stop, you're scaring me.
You're just scaring me. Because I saw the boys out on the
oh my God, are they going to see us podcasting? Oh my God.
I thought that was a reflection, but it's the boys' room.
Okay, I'm getting so... Guys, I just... Oh my God, they can see us in the balcony from there.
Yeah, they definitely...
I'm so spooked. We're probably talking so loud that everyone in this hotel can hear us, too.
Nah, I think it's chill. It's
this
chill.
Is such a funny episode. I hope you guys are enjoying this, because I'm enjoying this.
We just, like, honestly, I think a lot of people know it, and I'm sure our listeners know it, but our friendship is so genuine that, like, it's just... It's literally, like, it's not even, like... I don't know how to describe it. It's just... We're just goofing around. Like,
who's
I don't know.
Who's our friend group? You mean here? Or just you and me? Wait, who?
Oh, what did I say? I'm, like, delirious right now, you guys. It's 12:22
you were like,
in the morning.
Our friend group is so genuine. And I'm like, what are you
our friend group is just you and me. I meant our friendship.
I know. Like, we're just, like, actual friends that, like, happen to, like, do business together. We do business.
We do business.
Good.
It's a business trip.
It's a business trip. Oh, I was going to say something funny like, has happened, and now I'm forgetting, and I'm really sad. Outfits. I don't really know.
It's been a few people come up to me and our other friends Ariana and Gabriella and speak Greek because they think we're local, so I feel quite honored.
Yeah.
It's the dark hair.
It's the dark
hair.
They
haven't done it to you. Yeah.
Yeah, they haven't. I was like, don't speak for me, sis. That's not we've met subscribers on this trip.
We met the girls on the EF trip. We had like a meetup at the Acropolis.
We literally had a meetup in front of the Parthenon. Like, let me know.
Casual.
Like, literally met like 7 girls. Like, that's so cool. Like,
so dope,
I love the Dan fam and the Brooke.
The Midget Joe mob. It's actually. Oh, you got the spooks when they told us about the mob story. Oh my God, you freaked out. Like,
I get the spooks.
You thought you were like dying at dinner.
Okay, yeah.
I knew. I can tell. Like, that's
Brooke
true
knows
friendship.
When I'm in a bad mood. She'll be like, you're in a bad mood. I'm like,
it's not even a bad
up.
Mood, but I can tell when Danielle's like genuinely not well.
Yeah, like I was not. I have this problem when I get too hungry. I like start getting the shakes. And
you do. You need to like. I don't want to, like, do accusations, but, like, is your blood sugar okay? It's like...
Low-key diabetes
no,
runs
like,
in my
low
family.
Key. Like, does it really? Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
I think I just... Brooke,
no.
On this trip, we only eat carbs. So
I know.
When
we
you
wake
eat
up,
carbs,
we
you
wake
burn
up.
Them, and then you want more.
It's told anyone.
My dad's
just,
listening to this episode, and he's, like, worried, like, gonna send me, like, protein in the mail.
It's just bread and cheese, except for that Ariana and Gabrielle, like, they
our friends are like
spread.
Full-on wellness
they,
people here.
No, they're like
they bring us bananas in the morning. Like
they gave us these
Lara bars.
For dessert.
You are such like a I need dessert person.
I love something sweet at the end of the night. Oh, there's a banana here though. I can eat that instead. That's healthy.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of other examples of us like traveling together. Things that have happened. Like how we're like good at
we
it.
We just like pick up. Oh well, we can talk about how I'm tidy and you're not.
I'm looking at our sides of the room.
Okay, well, mine is a little messy right now. Okay, this is the running joke, though, of all of our travels together, because Danielle and I obviously have traveled together a lot.
Yeah.
And many a times, I have packed extremely poorly. I've packed for winter when it's summer. I've packed for summer when it's winter. Specifically, I can think of, like, you know, Coachella didn't pack the
I
best.
Remember Coachella
yeah.
so well.
Oh,
your suitcase was everywhere.
Oh, my God, it was so bad.
It's because you went from San Francisco.
Yeah, that was a double trip. That was hard.
There's just many.
Brooke, you're spooking me. Stop looking behind me. I'm gonna like.
Sorry. We're
no one's back there.
So there's just been many times, but this trip, I have never felt so confident about the way I packed for a trip. Like, I mean, honestly, I know that it's mostly just
it's
dresses
sweet.
And
it's
casual
cute
stuff.
It's cute to see you like that.
But I just am like I don't stress to pick out an outfit. Normally, you know, in the hotel rooms, I'm like freaking out. I'm like, I have to change. What am I going to change into? And here it's like, oh, dress. Like, and I just like literally have
no,
it.
Literally today you were like, I am just like so happy with my outfit. I have an outfit for tomorrow. I, at one point, guys, Brooke was like, so I didn't even know what I was wearing to dinner that night. She's like, okay, I have my outfit for tonight and then tomorrow in the ferry. And then also when we land, what I'm going to wear once we get to the hotel. And I was like, I don't even know what I'm wearing tonight.
And
she was like,
so
wow.
Crazy.
And so I was crazy. Like, you're right. So, but I'm on vacation mode. I'm just like,
no, you know, literally we got to that and Santino goes, like, what did you say? You were like, no, you didn't say signing off. And you were like, I can relax.
I'm so weird like that. We got onto the island and I was like, ah. Deep breaths. Like, I just, like, I was like, the ocean, like, I'm relaxed. Because yeah. Athens, Greece is really cool, but it's definitely city. Just, like, a dirty city. Like, yeah, I like Athens, Georgia better. Like,
I felt the same way. Yeah. But it's a major city vibe. Like, if you're a city
it's
person,
it's not even,
probably,
like, but it's not like New York City.
No. But it's just, like, a busy European city. It's kind of, I don't want to compare it to Rome.
I knew
but
you were going to compare it to Rome. I love Rome.
I would really compare it to Rome.
But it's similar to
yes.
Rome. But it's more like small and tight and...
It is, but the metro is actually really easy to use.
We are metro pros.
Metro
booming.
Metro. I didn't really... Like, I'm not going to say I disliked Athens, but I wish that we had more time on the islands. I honestly wish we did 17 day.
I know, I did too.
Did you kind of feel that? Like, today I was kind of feeling that
I
vibe.
Was like, dang, like, I wish we had more time in each place because we, like, as we're walking, we're like, oh, that would have been fun to do, like, you know? But that's what's so cool. I was telling Brooke, like, this trip is a great way of, like, seeing what's...
Everyone in our group right now is headed to the pool. We just got a WhatsApp.
I know, we'll have to go.
Oh my god, we're feeling crazy.
I know, we should. I love the people in our trip.
I know, they're so fun.
We'll go down after this episode. What was I saying?
Just to show that we're really live out here. Sorry, I cut you off. Oh, we wish we had more time. Because it's, like, 2 days, 2 days, 2 days.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a
but
great way
so,
to be, like...
to get, it's, like, a little, like, a tasting platter.
Yeah, and it's, like, okay, like, we love Santorini. Like, why don't we just come back and stay for a week or mm-hmm. something like that? Like, I think it's kind of cool. And I know, like, my mom really wants to come to Greece. So, like,
oh,
maybe...
so sweet.
You know, I feel like we'll
you
be
you know
back.
What I'm talking about, though. Like, it literally is, like a little Mediterranean like, well, tasting.
We did a wine tasting today. It's, like, a little wine tasting.
It is. And then whatever you like, you buy a bottle of. It's so dramatic. But it's so cool, though. Some of these people, this is their first time going to Europe. So if you're, like, a new traveler to Europe, or not even Europe, I mean, EF, Ultimate Break, this trip's literally everywhere. When Danielle and I were first looking, we were like, where should we go? Do you remember we were looking at, like, crazy trips?
Oh, on
trips?
The EF trips?
Yeah,
there's
we,
so
we
many.
Almost did Australia. Oh, my gosh.
We looked at Australia, we looked at Hawaii, we looked at, like, an Italy-Scotland
hybrid. I really
hybrid.
Wish I had more time.
Ugh. I know.
Maybe I'll take a break off my job and then we could do another one.
Lit. We'll be traveling a lot. I know. You say that you're going to be so busy with work, and you will be, but
I know, but
I know you're
going to
want
to
do a little weekends. You're going to want to
oh
do a little weekends.
Oh, my gosh, of course.
Even if it's, like, Friday after work, because you're going to live near an airport. That's
I
hard.
Will be living near an airport, but, yeah, it would be a tight squeeze.
Or holiday weekends or something of the sort, and your work gives you a lot of time off, and you get a little bit of winter break, which I am just like,
I do.
That's really cool.
I do get off. I get off from December, I think it's 23rd or at least Christmas Eve, all the way through the new year, which is a pretty big break there. Let's go back to Europe.
I'm down for the get down.
I think it would be fun. I really just, I cannot express into words how much I love Europe. Like, it's just my happy place.
I know, you're peaking, truly.
I really am. I just love the people. I feel...
People here are so nice and just make you feel so loved here.
Exactly. And as long as you're, like, you know, safe with your belongings, and not even your belongings, but, like, obviously you have to...
Just careful and aware.
You do have to be careful and aware, but I think once you have, like, that general baseline understanding and, like, you... Not, like, obviously you don't want to be
system.
On edge, but... oh, yeah. Oh, my gosh. You have to do everything with a buddy, for sure. But it's so easy to make friends, like I said. So even if you, like, come alone, like, you'll... There's literally a group of, like, five girls that, like, came alone, and they were all so similar, and they're all, like, best pals now. Do you know what group I'm thinking of? Like,
yeah.
Like, there's, like, little... Because, you know, it's so hard to hang out with, like, 30-something people the whole time, so everyone, like, peels off and will be like, we're gonna go grab lunch, but, like, let's, like, go out together later
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, like, you go off in your... Because it's hard to, like, walk around with 38. It's
you
38
can.
Of us.
You literally
you quite
can.
Literally can. So then
except
you, like,
for the walking tours, but that's, like, good because the guide's like, I'm the guide. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So just come along this way. Star Galaxy Troopers.
Oh, my
gosh. They do. No, I'm just joking. That's sorry. That's an inside joke. I'm so sorry, you guys.
We've just been it's so fun to make new friends. So, like, I haven't made, like, genuine new friends in a very, like, it's been a long time since I've, like, sat to someone and been like, what's your family like? Like, it, I don't know. It's been a while since I've done that.
Yeah.
because it's cool. Like, I feel like you have your friend group and you're really comfortable with it. So yeah. This is really cool. It's putting me outside my comfort zone,
Make new friends, but keep the old. Do you know that song?
Yeah. And also, this is going to be a little, like, cheesy sounding, and people are going to be like, oh, great. But you genuinely do learn a lot about yourself.
Oh, my God, yeah.
By not only traveling, but especially group travel. I think you learn about your personality. You learn about, like, what kind of people you like, what kind of things you like to do, how you like to spend your time. Like, it just teaches you so much.
Yeah, and, like, when you need your alone time, or when you need to, like, listen to your body, or how to talk to different people.
Oh, my gosh.
So true. Wow, we're getting deep.
I know that's, like, really deep, and I know that not everybody has the opportunity, obviously, to travel, so I just... And we've literally thought about it today. We were just so genuinely thankful not only to have the ability to, you know, come here with EF and do the whole bit, but just to have the opportunity and time to be able to travel. Like, I think it's such a privilege. Like,
no, we're really saying thankful.
When we were waking up at, like, 4:30 a.m. to get on the ferry, we were like, oh, this sucks. But we were like, the fact that we're in Greece right now. Like, this is absolutely incredible. Like, we're just so grounded and so, like, thankful.
No, seriously, we're having so much fun, and we're only halfway through, which is crazy.
I know. I don't want it to end. I was thinking about that. That's why I wanted to do the 17, because I'm like, I don't want it to be
Stop
over.
It. I'm emo. It's not over yet, Bonnie.
The best is yet to come.
So follow us on Instagram at Brooke Maggio, at Danielle Carolyn for some quality content.
We have good content. Good content
baby, content.
I don't mean to gas us up, but, like...
I mean, when you go to Greece, your Instagram's just fire. Like, anyone and everyone. Like, I mean, it's just...
I know, Danielle was like, you were so cute yesterday with the Santorini thing. You're like, I have a fantasize about this. We're so... What did you say?
I've dreamed of coming to Santorini ever since I first saw a photo of it. I was like, wow, this place looks beautiful. Like, will I ever go there? Because it's like this island off of Greece, and it's so far, and it's just like... crazy, like, the opportunities life brings you, and I'm just so thankful, and we get to do this together, and it's just, like, almost
experiencing with your best friend is, like, unreal. True next level.
Yeah, like, we're here together and just, like, laughing and just having a time. We have our own hotel room, and it's just fun.
It is so fun. We've rarely been spending time in the hotels, honestly, because we're true gals on the go, though. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, no,
I feel like we come back here to, like, change.
This is the longest we've ever been together, in our hotel.
Get ready, and then we've been doing the bit where you, like, get ready in the morning and don't come back all day, which is honestly 10 out of 10 would recommend. It's, like... Yeah. Because then you get so much done.
Yeah, you do. Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about the fact that where you choose to live directly impacts the you become? Apartments.com has the most listings, which means you have the most apartments, townhomes, condos, and houses to choose from to unlock your full potential and become the best version of yourself. You're in control of your rental future. Not to mention, they have custom search tools, so if you're looking for something specific, like pet-friendly, commute-friendly, sit on my couch and watch reruns because I have the place all to myself-friendly, you'll find it. But wait, there's more. With Apartments.com, what you see is what you rent. They comb through their listings to make sure all the information is verified and up to date. That way, you're not wasting your sweet, sweet time. They're making the hunting for a new place process a breeze. So, send subpar rental search sites packing and visit Apartments.com to find your perfect place. Apartments.com. Change your apartment. Change the world.
True. We've been, like, rocking the dresses. Princess Polly.
Princess Polly, I think, sponsored our trip. Like, EF times Princess Polly. It's kind of crazy.
The cutest stuff.
Yeah.
Just dresses. I've been so big on the dress gang.
Dress gang, 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 gang.
You know what I mean.
Though. No, like, no, no,
comfy,
yeah.
They're so comfy. And it's dresses so easy. And Air Force Ones.
It's kind of a look. It's had to become a look. We wore our little platform wedges yesterday, and it wasn't a problem. People doubted us, but...
Well, the streets are...
Cobbly. No, there are something. Crevasses in the streets.
No, that was, like, oh my gosh. They warned us. I remember people would be like, oh, the streets are a little uneven. I was like, I've done uneven terrain my whole life. I'm like...
I've done uneven terrain.
You know what I mean? Because you think cracked cement, maybe. But it's literally, like, pieces of stone. And I can't... Can you imagine if you're wearing high heels?
No, you can't. Like, stilettos.
No. R.I.P.
But, like, doing it for a night, like, I don't regret it, and I'm happy I brought those shoes, because I feel, like, comfortable and, like, confident in them. But today, like, we did, like, a mixture of, like, wineries, but then, like, and wine tasting, which was, like, bougie, but then also, like, a hike up, like, the tallest point in Santorini. So, that was a sneaker day.
It was definitely an Air Force One day. And it's nice, because the Air Force Ones, you can wipe off. They get a little dirty. Like, they're such a vibe.
Use a makeup wipe. Dual purpose.
Do you do that?
Yeah, I'm on the go. Totally.
I need to take off.
I do Clorox wipes at home. Yeah, we need to probably, like, wrap this up.
Oh my gosh, we never even did our current favorite.
I just spit everywhere. No, we totally have some, too. Did we say we were doing the current favorites?
Yeah.
All right, well, hit it, Will.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Don't mess up all of my favorite things.
Okay, this is going to be really brief, but it's actually, we just talked about this. Like, we genuinely have, like, travel faves.
Yes. So mine, I'm actually wearing on my head right now. I just got these Sony headphones. I really don't even know the model. I'm, like, kind of the worst. They are the Sony, app. Like, WH-1000XM3. Guys, they are so sick. Like, I can't even tell you how awesome they are. They're just headphones, but they're freaking awesome. I discovered them the other day on the plane that when you plug them in, there's an app that connects and you can change. First of all, they're legit noise canceling. Like, you really can't hear, and they don't bleed. So the person next to you can't hear your music, which I really much appreciate. At least I don't think. No one told me that. And yeah. I tested it out in the store and my dad, like, couldn't hear. It was really cool. And there's this thing on the app where you can, like, say, like, club or outdoor arena, or, like, and so the sound different. So I, like, automatically, like, if I'm listening to, like, EDM or, like, hip-hop, I'll put it on the club, and it literally, like, adds bass, and it's, like, literally, I'm, like, wow, I'm kind of thriving. So,
I'm telling you guys, I played around with it, too. I'm, like, I made Brooke put them on. Investment. I was, like, I have, like, Beats, and I'm, like, these are great headphones. Like, oh, my gosh, that's as premium as it gets, and then now I'm, like...
No. Like, I'm kind of on the Sony gang. And I have a pair of Beats that I still use because they're, like, fashionable.
These are, like, overhead earbuds, by the way.
Yeah, these are, like, headphones.
Headphones, like
they're, like, kind of cute, but not
They're, like,
really.
I'm chilling in the studio.
Yeah.
Trying to get to you, babe.
Trying to get to you, babe.
They actually are. These are definitely... They're honestly, like, I'm not going to lie. Like, they're probably not Gals on the Go accommodating. You know what I mean? Because they, like, they're pretty big, I would say.
Yeah, they're not AirPods. But it's a very flat case. Anyways, that's too much. We're harping on my Sonys, but I love them.
I know. Because it's, like,
It is a travel essential, though, so what's one of yours?
Mine is actually straight out of the FabFitFun box. I thought that you were just making a shocked face, but you're yawning. Oh, my gosh. I was, like, very alarmed.
Yeah, when someone looks at their phone, they're like, oh, my God, and you're like, what's wrong?
I know. I'm waiting for you to drop your next Santorini pick, though, just a sidebar.
I know. I was just thinking about that. Like, guys, it is so weird. Side note, sorry. That, like, when we're going to, like, there have been times where we were going to bed at night and my friends were still up, and then we woke up the next morning, so we're waking up so early, my friends are still up because the time change is 6 hours.
I'm so wild.
So wild. Yeah, I'm gonna drop my Santorini pick right before we go to bed. It'll be around, like, 4 or 5 p.m.
And also, just thinking, I would really like to go to that breakfast place again tomorrow, but I don't know if we'll have time. But it was really just, I really just enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah, I really enjoyed my baguette.
We did a little walk down the road and got a Freddo cappuccino.
We would have to get up so early.
I know.
And I mean, you know I'm a big breakfast gal. Twist my arm to go get a nice breakfast, but we slept through our alarm this morning.
I know.
We'll chat. We'll
have to. Anyways. FabFitFun. Not sponsored. But we get the box and we love it. Oh my god, I think it's so funny though, because I was actually, when I was in Montauk with my friend, with my other best friend Danielle, you and then the other Danielle, and she had this, like, same cosmetic case from her FabFitFun. It was so funny.
Did, like, she really?
It was, like, a different style, but I was like, oh my god, is that from FabFitFun?
It is good. Yeah, I have it too. It kind of fits everything.
And it's just this random brand. I would have never picked this out.
It's like a toiletry bag.
Yumi Kim. And what I love about it is, well, remember when it zips up, I'm, like, literally unzipping it right now. ASMR. Stop. You're freaking me out.
I just looked at my phone with a shock face to figure out. Okay.
And it has, my favorite thing about it though, I'm literally, like, touching it.
No one can see this except for me, but I'm getting a full-on tutorial.
Okay. And my favorite thing is that it has the hanger thing, which is really nice because it can hook over, like, any hotel shower or, like, on the back of a doorknob or in the back of a literal door.
I'm yawning.
A plane, a train. What am I saying?
I'm yawning and I'm laughing.
On the back of a bed. You put it on your yawning.
Hey, on the back of someone's shirt. Like,
yeah. And it has three really big pouches, which fits all of my makeup and my skincare, which I just really like. It's just a really compact size.
I'm getting delirious.
I know, I am getting delirious. I can't express how happy I am with this product. So thank you, Yumi Kim.
Thank you, next.
I'm never in the market. I'm never one of those people, like, buy makeup bags.
I'm in the market for a new makeup bag. I actually do. Every, like, 6 months, I, like, go and, like, look for one.
6 months?
Yeah, they get dirty, and I just need something new in my life.
I typically end up going to Target, and then it breaks after, like, 2 days of use. So I'm really happy that this is actually, like, a quality one. Because for the rest of my packing, I used Ziploc bags, like, for my, like, toothpaste and all that. Because you know how it explodes sometimes?
Yeah. Honestly, every other trip, I think something explodes of mine.
That's why it's, like, you might as well just use a Ziploc. But this was actually, like, really... So thank you, FabFitFun. It's so worth it. All right. Well, I guess we could finally wrap up this episode of Delirium.
This episode should just be called Delirious. Dot, dot, dot.
It's like the other one that we did that one time that I...
personally thought was
the late night text one.
I thought that was
one of the late night episodes.
Yeah,
that one's so funny. I need to re-listen.
You love re-listening to our show.
I love re-listening. You like don't like listen to your voice, and I like think your voice is awesome, and our episodes are awesome, and we should listen to our
podcast. Gas me up.
Gassed up, shoddy. All right, guys. So a ton of my friends have been telling me to listen to true crime podcasts, and so I've gotten into this one recently called 22 Hours, An American Nightmare. I'm not going to give away all the details, but it's about a murder that took place in Washington, D.C. There's a family, their housekeeper, and they were actually held hostage for 19 hours before being killed when the murderer set their mansion on fire. It's kind of shocking to see what they went through during those 19 hours. Definitely keeps you on your toes, and you won't believe how they found the guy. I won't ruin the ending at all, but all I will say is pizza crust. I'm telling you, it's really awesome, and especially on, like, long drives, it's something interesting. You definitely get the spooks a little bit, but that's why we listen to true crime podcasts. So keep an eye out for a special sneak peek extra episode this week here on Gals on the Go. And if you can't wait, you can download 22 Hours An American Nightmare now on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. New episodes every Monday. Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. I really enjoyed this little episode. It got me excited for the rest of the trip. I can't believe we're still going to 3 more places. Well, 2 more and then, like, Athens for a day and a night.
But think about how fast, like, Santorini went, so I can't even imagine.
You're right. I think we just got to Santorini, but we're leaving tomorrow.
I know. But we've been making the most of our days, let me tell you. Like, I don't feel any bit of, like, we're not doing enough. Like, we're doing it all. No.
The most we've ever done, one day we took an hour nap.
And but that was like...
That was like, oh my God, I can't believe we just did that. Like,
oh no. So, we're really good. We're really good. So, thank you guys so much for listening. If you're not in the Gals on the Go Facebook group...
Join that ish, it's lit.
It's so... Like, it pops off. You guys, if you know, you know. There's something going on.
You were so...
I'm kidding. And make sure that you follow us on our Instagram at Gals on the Go Podcast. Oh, we are posting exclusive content on there.
We have been posting exclusive stories and, like, funny stuff. So definitely follow that.
Like, actual, stories. Like, cute travel pics and stuff. So.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Love you guys so much.
Love you guys. And we'll talk to you guys next Wednesday.
Bye. Bye.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.